just one halakha in the laws of Ilchot, Shabbat, Bishul that we're learning. So the question is discussed over here with Maran writes in Neshnun Gimal Halakha Dalid that there was a problem that he makes a protest against of people on Shabbat were taking water that was heated from before Shabbat and they were pouring it into the cooked food that was drying up in order to give it some more liquid, so they were pouring hot into hot. Problem is, Maran said that possibly one of them could have cooled off, and if one of them cools off, so then already you're cooking it. That's basically coming from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah wrote a second reason for this as well, that not only maybe one of them is cold or cooled off, but even if they're both hot, let's say, but when you pour the hot water into the air, as it goes to the airspace, it cools off automatically, and therefore it's going to become a like a cliché ni, and therefore it's going to cook when you pour it in the tabshil. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a big mahloket. Why Maran, or which reason did Maran take? Did Maran take the reason because maybe one of them is going to cool off, or did he take the reason because of, even if it's hot, when it goes to the airspace, it's a cliché ni? Acham ben Sion, alav shalom, tends to understand Maran that he's lenient in the sense that if they're both hot on the fire and there's no hashash that they cooled off, you'd be able to pour into the tavshil. For example, you have a kettle of water that's on the blech and you have the hamin that's on the blech and you see it's drying out. According to Acham ben Sion, in principle, you should be allowed to take from the kettle and pour into and then put the kettle back. However, Acham Avadia has a different understanding of the halakha. In two places he talks about it, in Yavedad, as well as Hazor Avadia al-Khot Shabbat, where he understands that Maran suspects to that opinion that the Inui makes it like a klisheni, and therefore that Inui has the ability to get cooked, and therefore he says that indeed it is asur to pour from the hot water on the urn into the tabshil. He quotes Acham Moshe Levi in Tefillah L'Moshe that a different understanding, and he rejects it. And therefore, L'maaseh, one should be mahmir, should not pour hot water from an urn or a kettle into the tafshil, even though both of them are hot. Because L'maaseh, we're going to say that as it goes through the airspace, it is going to cool down, therefore it's able to become recooked.